dark seaweed growing high. Hills 100 fathom deep where the dead men lie. Dogfish eyes and mackerel's eyes, and they hunger after me. Net or where, I don't care, catch me if you can. Where do you go, little bow? Tar and timber, plank and sail. I go to green bays, I lift them under me. Cold gray combing seas come to bury me. Rocky jaws and stony claws, and they hunger after me. Harbors cold, deep and bold, wish that I could see. What do you see, fisherman? Poor old sailor, blood and bone. Mackerel skies, mare's tails, reef and furl and steer. Poor haul and hungry days, rotten line and gear. Snow, wind and winter gales, and they hunger after me. Net or where, I don't care, catch you if I can. Fish eyes and mackerel's eyes, and oh, they hunger after me. Net or where, I don't care, catch me if you can.
And the white sails shaking. I must go down to the seas again for the call of the running tide. It's a wild call and a clear call that may not be denied. And all I ask is a windy day with a wild down to the seas again, to the vagrant gypsy life, to the gull's way and the whale's way, where the wind's like a wedding knife. And all I ask is a merry yarn from a laughing fellow.
Without change or pity, crash to the shore. Over the sand, the endless surge and the flow. As once in my island childhood, long, long ago. For the woods of the west, the whole. Hearts in the little hollow down by the bay, with folk who were good and kind in happier days, both loving in thought and deed, in labor and play. Like the drone of the field, those times and people have gone. The winds of the western ocean carry them on. A flight of defenseless birds on the scattering breeze that blows o'er the endless flow and surge of the sea. My age and my looks now speak of my shortness of days. I will move from your side and seek the wandering ways. When the cold sleep of death has wrapped its sheet around me, make my bed by that endless sound, the surge of the sea.
Thank you. from that compilation that John McCutcheon put out in 1988 of some of his earliest work. That compilation was called Water from Another Time. Hearing him and his hammer dulcimer play Backside of Albany and Cooley's Reel. And that'll be our musical bed while I tell you about our seagoing set and set you up for our last set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the set, years from James Caan and David West and a bunch of his other friends doing Bucket of Bones. And that's from his new record, By the Rising of the Sea, in which he does a whole bunch of contemporary theme songs that sound like good old sea shanties. And yes, Bucket of Bones, a story of a cruise ship gone awry. Then we heard a good traditional sea song, Gordon Bach doing The Herring Croon from one of his old folk legacy records. Jeremy Brown and Jeannie Teal was the name of that 1981 folk legacy LP. Then we heard a brand new track from a Canadian artist, Caleb Hayashida, gave us Sea Fever. Yeah, John Masefield's poem set to contemporary music. I really enjoyed that a lot, and that's from Caleb's new release, Moby Dick or the Whale. And then the last thing on the set was Archie Fisher doing Surge of the Sea from his 2008 record, Windward Way. Archie Fisher, Surge of the Sea. Seem a little early for our gospel set, but it's going to be a little bit longer set than usual. We've got some good old gospel numbers that I know you'll enjoy. We've got Joel Mabus telling us a story of when they rang the golden bells, and we've got two songs about telephones. So let's get things going. Here come the Monroe Brothers, recorded back in 1936, doing a version of Will the Circle Be Unbroken, and you'll hear the melody is a lot different from what you're used to hearing. The Monroe Brothers, Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
There are loved ones in the glory whose dear form you often miss when you close your earthly story. Bye. by one, their seats were emptied. One by one, they went away. Now your circle has been broken. Will it be complete one day? Will the circle
sweep across the eastern sky,
happy pilgrim
on the bright and shining cloud,
God's children gonna
take a ride.
Hallelujah,
we will rise to shine on that glad morning, bidding this world goodbye.
In the morning
on the bright and shining cloud,
God's children gonna
take a ride. On the bright and shining cloud,
God's
children gonna ride.
In the morning,
sailing through the air,
all seated by the
Savior's side,
chatting, singing,
riding to the land of joy eternal with the blessed Savior, Lord eternal. On the bright and shining cloud,
God's children gonna
take a farewell ride. I will be there in that happy number with the ones who've been set free.
Happy pilgrim
on the bright and shining cloud,
God's children gonna
take a ride.
Hallelujah.
When the holy saints rise from their slumber, meeting in a jubilee.
In the morning
on the bright and shining cloud,
God's children gonna
take a ride. On the bright shining cloud,
God's
children gonna ride.
In the morning,
sailing through the air,
all seated by the
Savior's side,
shouting, singing,
right to the land of joy eternal with the blessed Savior, Lord eternal. On the bright shining cloud,
God's children gonna
take a ride.
Sweetheart, I recall the day I first met you. I wonder if you remember the same. We talked of the love we had for each other and longed for the day. Still hear your voice in the evening. I see your sweet face, your blue eyes so bright. God took you away and left me so lonely. The angels are singing in heaven. The angels are saying
true and love you, my darling. But I know you are happy and welcome up there. When God calls me home, I'll meet you in heaven. Sleep peacefully, darling, I'll meet you up there.
Oh, I can still hear
a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever, and we'll only reach that shore by faith's decree. One by one we'll cross the portals to dwell with the immortals when they ring those golden bells for you and me. This old hymn doesn't get sung much anymore, but I still like it. Has an unusual story. Wasn't written by a preacher or a Bible scholar, but by a banjo player and an old-time showman with an exotic name, Dion DeMarbell. But everybody called him Dan. Man of mystery. We have no pictures of him. Born in 1818 in the south of Spain, but said to be French. He did speak several languages. As a young man, he went to sea on a whaling ship. But somehow, out on the ocean, he wound up in the American Navy. Dan was a man of many talents. It was said he could pick up any musical instrument and play it by ear. And at the drop of a hat, he could speak with great eloquence on any and all topics. He was a ventriloquist, magician, actor, band leader, and clown. He was a drum major in two great wars, first for the U.S. Navy in their Mexican adventure, then again for the Michigan 6th Infantry, when Mr. Lincoln called for the volunteers. After that, he worked in both opera and minstrel shows. The latter is where you would have heard him play the banjo. He was the head clown in the famous Bailey Circus. That's before P.T. Barnum weighed in. And later, helped Buffalo Bill Cody start his Wild West show, where Dan organized the music. He made and lost his fortune several times, wrote and published dozens of songs, but this is the only one anybody remembers. And it's his only hymn written in his old age. He ended up in poverty, living in Illinois, just west of Chicago, in the little boom town of Elgin, there on the Fox River. Those Elgin folks just knew him as poor old Dan, the Civil War vet, who sang in the Methodist choir and called square dances. Till one day in 1896, Buffalo Bill brought his Wild West show to Elgin. They paraded into town like they always did, old Bill Cody riding high and handsome in his buckskin coat. He spied old Dan standing there on the sidelines, stopped the parade, went over to shake his hand. Gave him the seat of honor at the show that day in a special chair in front of the bandstand. Then afterwards invited Dan to dinner and drinks in his private railroad car along with Annie Oakley and the other stars of the show. The people of Elgin were rightly amazed that this no-account old man numbered his friends among the high and mighty. Dan died just a few years after that, in 1903. There was no money for a fancy funeral. The Veterans Organization paid for a plot on the edge of the graveyard, and the Army provided a small stone. It reads, Drum Major D.A. DeMarbell, 6th Michigan Infantry. And there he lies today, in the Bluff City Cemetery, in Elgin, Illinois. And there he would be forgotten, like so many others, if it weren't for this one song. So I like to sing it with a banjo, and I like to think somewhere in that far-off sweet forever, there's an old minstrel man who just might hear my banjo ringing. There's a land beyond the river we call the sweet forever. We only reach that shore by faith's decree. One by one we'll cross the portals to dwell with the immortals when they ring those golden bells for you and me. Hear the bells are ringing, can't you hear the angels singing? That glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In that far-off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, where they ring those golden bells for you and me. Can't you hear my banjo ringing? Can't you hear the angels singing? That glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In that far-off sweet forever, beyond the shining river, where they ring those golden bells for you and me. Where they ring those golden bells for you and me.
Waiting for my call. I'm lonely. He will tell you what to do in a hard storm. Suddenly I have the strangest feeling, beating like a mountain, been lifted from my heart. Well, people praying for riches and for money, they don't know how wholesome rich folks are. Well, I have found a friend who gives me consolation, and I really found my lucky star.
I just telephoned upstairs when I'm troubled, and he said, wait for my call. And he said, wait for my call. And he said, wait for my call.
Central's never busy, always on the line. You may hear from heaven almost any time. 'Tis a royal service, free for one and all. When you get in trouble, give this royal line a call. Telephone to glory, oh what joy divine. I can feel the current moving on the line. Built by God the Father for his love and all, we may talk to Jesus through the royal telephone. There will be no charges, telephone is free. It was built for service, just for you and me. There will be no waiting on this royal line. Telephone to glory always answers just in time. Telephone to glory, oh what joy divine. I can feel the current moving on the line. Built by God the Father for his love and all, we may talk to Jesus through the royal telephone. Fail to get the answers, Satan's crossed your wire. By some strong delusion or some base desire. Take away obstruction, God is on the throne. And you'll get the answer through this royal telephone. Telephone to glory, oh what joy divine. I can feel the current moving on the line. Built by God the Father for his love and own, we may talk to Jesus through the royal telephone. If your line is grounded and connection true, has been lost with Jesus, tell you what to do. Prayer and faith and promise, mend the broken wire, till your soul is burning with a Pentecostal fire. Telephone to glory, oh what joy divine. I can feel the current moving on the line. Built by God the Father for his love and all, we may talk to Jesus through this royal telephone.
Could you keep track of all that music? The last thing was, of course, the Blue Sky Boys doing The Royal Telephone. Let me tell you about all six of the songs we played in that extended gospel set. Back at the beginning of the set, the Monroe Brothers gave us Will the Circle Be Unbroken from back in 1936. Then the Good Shepherd Quartet did All God's Children Gonna Take a Ride. And that's from a compilation called The Crooked Road. Then Longview did a song called Angels Are Singing in Heaven Tonight. Then Joel Mavis performed When They Ring the Golden Bells and told the story of the song and the man who wrote it. And after that got done, we heard the Golden Gate Quartet doing I Just Telephoned Upstairs, in which a telephone call is used as a metaphor for prayer. And the Blue Sky Boys, as I said, closed the set down with The Royal Telephone. I sure hope you enjoyed that set of music, and I sure hope you enjoyed all of today's episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast. Thanks, everybody, for having tuned in. Be well, stay safe, Be kind to each other, no matter what kind of music the other person listens to, and I'll see you next week on the radio.
Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in Your Brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Court's in session.
Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m., only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Stay tuned after the announcements. It'll be time for a new feature here on WRCT Pittsburgh called The Black Diamond Show, about an hour's worth of bluegrass. Y'all stay tuned.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the older music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Tune into the Saturday Light Brigade, where host Larry Berger brings you acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? We don't, but Jay Thurber might. Say okay, Gen Xer, and tune in to Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
Oh, Hey, everybody.
I'm Mando Richard, and welcome to the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music that I know you will enjoy. I can't think of any better way to start off an hour of bluegrass music than with Bill Monroe. Here we go. Uncle Penn.
We'd like to do an old-timer for you here at the scene. We hope you will enjoy. And this is wrote about the man that I learned to play from back in the hills of Kentucky, my Uncle Penn Vannevar. We titled this number, Uncle Penn. Would come from far away the next all night till the break of day. When they called, they were hollering, Josie Do, you knew Uncle Penn was ready to go. And in even about some down a howling hill in the bush, on the wind played a fiddle, on the howling ring, you'd hear it talk, you'd hear it sing. Piece called Soldier Joy, and one he called Boston Boy. The greatest of all was Jenny Lind, and that's where fiddling begins. Hey, need any bops and down a howling hill in the bush. All the big baby fiddle on a howling ring, you'd hear it talk, you could sing. That mournful day when Uncle Penn was called away, they hung up his fiddle, they hung up his bow, they knew it was time for him to go. Hey, need any bops and down a howling hill in the bush, down Uncle Penn's baby fiddle, Lord, how it rang, you could talk, you could sing.
Way back home, no plans for the evening, I'd spend the night alone. Then I came to the four-way, all signs out of sight. Home was down the left road, I thank God I made a right. It was a wrong turn that led me to you, down a dark and dusty back road, to a place I never knew. Came rolling by, and we started this new life. I made plans for a future, and I made you my wife. It was the wrong turn that led me to you, down a dark and dusty back road, to a place I never knew. It's not the road I meant to travel. It was the wrong turn that led me to you. Take too long, I felt the walls were closing in. The freedom that I left behind, could I feel that way again? So I walked into this bar with one thing on my mind, to bring back those memories, one drink at a time. It was a wrong turn that led me to you, from a dark and lonely bar, to a place I never knew. With eyes slowly closing, just trying to get back home. I didn't see through the windshield, standing in the road. It was the wrong turn that led me to you, from a dark and lonely bar room, to a place I never knew. It's not the road I meant to travel. It was a wrong turn that led me to you. I've spent half my life sitting in this cell alone, reading this old book about a place that you call home. When I came to the crossroads, all signs in plain sight, I was heading down the wrong road till you showed me the right. And now the years roll gently by, and I'm on the right path. You've got plans for my future, and I'm never going back. It was the wrong turn that led me to you, from a worn out dusty Bible to a place I never knew. It's not the road I'm meant to travel, it was the wrong turn that led me in. It's not the road I'm meant to travel, it was the wrong turn that led me to you.
Darling, now that you have seen the light, you said you like my plan of blackmail, and things will surely turn out right.
I'm gonna blackmail your heart and make you love me. I'm gonna blackmail your heart so you care. It's the only way that you love me. It's the only way you want me to.
Thank you.
You're listening to the White Brothers, along with Alan Mundy on the banjo, playing Blackberry Blossom, recorded back in Sweden in 1973. And while you're listening, let me tell you about our little opening set of music here on the Black Diamond Show. Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys from 1973, recorded live at his Bean Blossom Festival, gave you Uncle Penn back at the beginning of the show. Then from 2020, you heard Steve Wilson's band, the Wilson Banjo Company, doing The Wrong Turn That Led Me to You. Then we went back to 1975 for Del McCoy doing Blackmail Your Heart. Here comes something from High Fidelity. Hope you enjoy it.
Many years ago, when I left my home place, seeking what life would be whole, them farewell and left on my journey, not thinking of the stories that mother had told. Singing by the fireside as darkness would steal up the lane. Old days gone by and my memory still lingers. I'm going back to my old home again. By my bedside, praying I'd always go straight. When I get back, her smile will be missing. She won't be there to welcome me home at the gate. It's been many years since I drifted away. And the poor got poor, and to me it didn't
didn't seem right. So I washed my face in the morning dew and bathed my soul in the sun. Washed my face in the morning dew and kept on moving on. Someday times are bound to change and it can't be very long. Injustice I may have seen will come before the bar. Then I'll wash my face in the morning dew, bathe my soul in the sun. Wash my face in the morning dew, and my journey will be done.
We left our home while it was burning, gunfire screaming through the night. It was the only place I'd ever known, and it was gone by morning light. We sailed across the Western Ocean. You were just a child of three. City rose from the horizon. There stood a statue in the sea. See that lady in the harbor. Tell her these words and hold out your hand. We've come a long way. We yearn to breathe free. We hope that you will understand. Nights in a small apartment on a noisy street in a dirty slum. Those who welcomed us with kindness, they knew what we were running from. Got a job down on the factory line, sewing clothes on a machine, and hoped that one day we would move away and build a home where the air was clean. Out your hand. We've come a long way. We yearn to breathe free. We hope that you will understand. Marching through my mind. Seems I always have to tell myself that world is gone, it's far behind. We made a life here in this country. It's not perfect, but it's home. In every moment I am thankful this world is all you've ever known.
Still lady in the heart. Spoke these words, you held out your hand. We've come a long way, we yearn to breathe free. We hope that you will understand. We've come a long way, we yearn to breathe free. We hope that you will understand.
Thank you.
while you listen to Mac Martin and the Dixie Travelers play I'm Working on a Banjo from 1968's With the Traveling Blues, let me tell you about that last little set of music here on the Black Diamond Show. High Fidelity began it with Old Home Place from their 2020 record Banjo Players Blues. And no, it's not that Old Home Place. It's a new song with the title Old Home Place. Then Sister Sadie from back in 2018 gave us I Wash My Face in the Morning Dew from their record Sister Sadie 2. And Mile 12 from 2019 gave us Liberty from their record City on a Hill. Coming up next, Flat and Scruggs and all the Foggy Mountain Boys.
It was long, long ago in the moonlight, we were sitting on the banks of the stream. When you whispered so sweetly, I love you, as the waters murmured a tune. Oh, they tell me you love like flowers in the springtime blossoms so fast. In the fall when it withers away, dear, and they tell me that's the way of you. I remember the night, little darling, we were talking of days gone by, when you told me you always would love me, that your love for me would never die. Oh, they tell me your love is like flowers in the springtime blossom so fair. In the fall when it weathers way dear, and they tell
hello everybody, it's Charlotte. So for my show for Pandemonium, which is airing right now on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM, I will be doing a little story time, because I'm assuming that most people who are listening to WRCT right now, whether that's one person or five people, I'm just assuming that they're mostly adults, and adults without children, and usually adults without children don't read stories enough. And stories are really important, and I don't have anything really meaningful or important to say myself. So just join me for 30 minutes of nice stories. I've got this book called Tales of the Unexpected by Roald Dahl. Maybe I'll read a few stories out of this. Maybe read some essays later. We'll see where this day takes us. But yeah, I hope you enjoy. So I lied. I'm not going to read anything from Tales of the Unexpected. I already recorded one of the stories, but I just wasn't really into it. It wasn't very interesting. And in the fast-paced world of radio, you know, you have to have something really exciting. So I want to read to you some stories from this book we read in my extreme ethnography class at Carnegie Mellon. It's called Ordinary Affect by Kathleen Stewart, and it's basically a collection of vignettes that the author, Stewart, has written, and they are about everyday life and the unexpected. And anyways, I'm just going to read to you some of these stories. So this one is called First Date. She stops in at a cafe on a town square in Ohio. two middle-aged people sit awkwardly together at the next table. A thin, blonde, carefully tanned woman is having a grapefruit while the heavy-set, pasty man is eating biscuits and gravy. It's an odd scene, clearly their first meeting. The woman is talking about her workout schedule and what she eats. She says she's not obsessive about it, but she likes to keep her body in shape. She pulls out bottles of vitamins and herbal supplements. I take two of these when I wake up. These are with meals. These in the afternoon. These are good for energy if I feel a little low. She takes out lotion and rubs them into her skin. He maintains a careful look of interest, but things don't seem to be going well for him. A few minutes later, she hears the grapefruit woman say to the biscuit man, "Of course, you'd have to lose 30 pounds. He's nodding. "Of course, oh, yes. He's looking down at his biscuits and gravy. His eyes wander around the table at a level well below the range of possible eye contact. Then he lowers his head over his plate and eats. She wonders how these two people found each other. This is before internet dating, so maybe they used personal ads in the local newspaper. Maybe they were the only two single, middle-aged people in the county. Whatever it was an experiment, just to see what would happen. And things were happening, all right, even though it was not so happening. Color theory. Face-to-face interactions and common encounters jump in a quick relay to floating sensibilities and the conditions of connection that link us. In Las Vegas in the late 1980s, a post office outpost shares an ad hoc storefront with a flower shop and a gift shop sparsely filled with eclectic, inexpensive ceramics. At noon, when the post office and store are closed for lunch, a color therapy group sometimes uses the space. In one meeting, a dozen people sit in a circle on gray metal folding chairs. One man is talking about a relationship problem that has something to do with the fact that he's a magenta. The people in the group respond with intricate discussions of the shades of color and color combinations that connect different personal energies and styles. Then a young woman begins to talk about a problem at work that stems from her being a yellow. Now alternative health practitioners and mystics advertise color therapy on the web. They used colored gemstones, candles, wands, prisms, light bulbs, water, fabric, bath treatments, and eyewear to balance the body's energy and stimulate healing. Each color has a vibrational frequency. Warm colors are stimulating, cool colors are calming, and a strong attraction to certain colors might signal a particular imbalance. You can play a game with color codes if you want to. Red is active, daring, passionate, and optimistic. Red people are courageous, confident, humanistic, strong-willed, spontaneous, honest, and extroverted. Purple is grand, idealistic, and sensitive, but may lack self-criticism and maturity. Purple people make good, inspirational leaders. They are kindly and just, humanitarian, self-sacrificing, visionary, creative, and strong mentally. Magenta is less aggressive and more spiritual than red, and also more practical than purple. Yellow is intellectual and communicative. Yellow people